At 7:30, it's time now for Drama on Three. Tonight's play, The Get, is introduced by the playwright Josh Azouz. And the play deals with adult themes and contains strong language.
Before we dive into the story, let me define the word, get. A get is a Jewish divorce bill. In order to remarry in a synagogue, a person needs to obtain a get, a legal document that must be signed by both the husband and wife in a Jewish court called the Beth Din. For the most part, gets are signed without a hitch. However, the husband or the wife could refuse to sign. To complicate matters, it is only the husband who is allowed to write and deliver the get. This power imbalance has resulted in more husbands refusing to give their wives the get rather than wives holding out on a signature. The women who have been denied the get become known as aguna, which means chained. From all over the world, I've heard stories of men refusing to give gets and women refusing to sign gets. These stories don't just occur in Hasidic communities, but also amongst secular British Jews. The desire to write about marriage and divorce only really took off when I came across Rabbi Mendel Epstein. He is a New York rabbi who tortured husbands with cattle prods, backed up by scripture, in order to obtain gets. Enjoy the play.
The Get by Josh Azouz.
I found the whip.
Where?
The loft.
Thought I'd thrown it away.
I was surprised.
Shh.
Oh, please. Nina's in her bedroom.
Aren't we a bit old?
You don't want to.
I do.
So?
It's been so long.
Muscle memory.
Okay, lock the door. Accents?
If you like.
Wait, it's awkward when we don't establish rules.
Okay, no accents. But we're in a shtetl. We're us in a shtetl.
Well, why always a shtetl? Why not a souk in Istanbul?
What do I know about souks or Istanbul?
What do you know about shtetls?
Come on, you're stalling.
Where is your father? No accents. Where is your father?
Milking the cows.
And your mother?
Making cholum for the wedding feast.
Don't tell me you're the betrothed.
I'm marrying Moish Smolensky, son of Boris Smolensky, the grain merchant.
You can't marry Moish. You'll terrify him.
I can be meek.
The guy will hide in the outhouse and cry for his mother.
Let the nebbish hide. I need a yid and a half. Someone devoted.
Quick, before your father returns.
Oh, relax. He'll be busy screwing the livestock.
Is that the house?
Ignore.
Who brings the house?
Doesn't matter.
Maybe it's Lara.
Please, don't move.
Mom!
I'm not your mom. I'm having sex in a barn in 19th century Odessa.
Can you get that, Nina? Nina!
I've got an exam tomorrow!
I've got 4 missed calls from Lara.
Oh, can you go? My balls are like lead.
Call her back tomorrow. I guarantee it won't be an emergency.
Back in a sec.
I'll be asleep.
Lara.
Erez wants children.
Okay, Mazels.
First, we need to get married.
Can we talk about this tomorrow?
I need the get.
You have the get.
I don't.
You got it at the same time as the divorce.
I didn't. I couldn't see past my nose. Never mind a romantic future.
Right.
Now I'm in purgatory. I need to cut loose. Commit fully to Erez.
Agreed.
What's that?
The ice machine. Not whiskey, water.
Call Zach and ask for the get.
What's it to do with me?
I'm your sister.
Oh.
Are you pissing?
Oh, no, I'm drinking water.
Dad?
Oh,
Oh, my God.
Get upstairs. It's a school night.
I want a glass of cordial.
I'll bring you up a glass of cordial.
Well, Mum, Dad's got his balls in a bowl of ice.
Nina!
You're so weird.
It's not what you think.
Dad's a pervert.
I wish.
You both need to be sectioned.
I'm joking. Can't your mother make a joke?
Johnny, you're still on the phone.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to lose Erez.
Erez is not going anywhere.
How do you know?
He's damaged goods.
As am I, in some circles.
Don't be daft. Rabbis get divorced.
I've got this opportunity with Erez to start over.
And I'm thrilled for you. Can we talk about this
my
in the...
My starting over might not mean the same as Erez's starting over. He wants the whole works, marriage, children. He thinks he's my rebound.
You're getting the get. How much more serious can you be?
I told Erez I'd have it 3 months ago.
So speak to Zach already.
I'm scared. Johnny?
So sorry. Bruce just sent me a picture. Picture.
I'm telling you, I'm scared, and you're looking at pictures.
Can we talk about this tomorrow?
I'm falling to bits, and you're trying to get me off the phone.
Look, I'll call you back in an hour.
Where do you have to go so urgently?
Nowhere.
I'm scared, Johnny. This isn't me being hysterical. I'm scared.
Of him?
Of me. When I'm with Zach, I become someone else. You don't get it.
No, I do. This is such a mess.
Meet Zach in a public place. He's less likely to cry.
Cry? It's been 3 years.
And no mention of Erez or weddings or future children. He doesn't know about Erez.
Come on, he must do. The boys.
The boys swore not to tell.
What?
Make out I'm a spinster who still paints ceramics all day. A twitchy bird woman looking to close a chapter in my life. Yadda yadda yadda. And he's less likely to kick up a fuss.
Why would he kick up a fuss?
Oh, you're right. He won't.
He want to move on with his life.
No doubt. I'm being paranoid.
Over my dead body am I giving her the get?
Right.
That prepubescent prick.
Erez is 34.
I refuse to say his name.
Oh, 2 mint teas, please. Thanks.
The prick should be at Brodetsky Nursery drinking liquids through a straw. Now, what is she thinking? Has he possessed her?
Possessed?
Yeah, the boys tell me he never stays over. What's the prick hiding? Does he turn into a dibbuk at 3 a.m?
It might be out of respect for your boys.
He only bones Lara in the day.
Zach, it's my sister.
The prick is reducing me to lash on her.
Okay, well, let's just
and come
try
on,
and...
look at me.
What?
Look at me.
I'm looking.
Okay, I'm carrying a few extra pounds.
But you really don't need
And
to
I struggled
do this.
To talk to her arty friends, but I provided. I was back for bath time. I cooked the odd supper. I listened when she was having a creative meltdown. Oh, God, it's over. I'm listing attributes like a CV. 3 years, can you believe? It's been three, and I still...
Here.
Tom.
This pain will pass.
The secular prick isn't even Shomrai Shiller. Is that an example for my boys? Oh, do you think he wants them? Oh, no. He wants my
Zach,
boys.
No, you don't.
You don't have
to
take
worry.
My boys.
Nobody is taking the boys. You are not replaceable.
I was never able to pick the kids up. I was never as useful around the house. I mean, it's different for you. Ruth works.
Well, Lara works.
Lara doesn't earn a living. Ruth earns.
This can be simple. This can be painless. We don't need to draw this out.
We always got on, didn't we?
What?
You always got me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's all my potential. It's probably why you're a teacher.
This isn't about you and me.
Lara used to see that in me. And what's wrong with decent restaurants and sprauncy holidays? I rarely worked Sundays. I never overdrank. I never strayed. And because I do all right, I can't be bohemian. I could be. I can be. But she always thought I was putting it on.
Zach,
I've participated in a sweat lodge, done mushrooms
the
in
process.
The Negev. Of course, she wanted to go to the Tel Aviv Hilton after.
I thought I'd be the scribe. The Beth Din have their person, but Lara wants me to do it, and I learnt how to do it in Jerusalem. It's not a problem. However, as the husband, you need to appoint me.
What?
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead. I will write the get in your name. You will sign in the presence of a witness, and then you or an appointed agent will deliver the get to Lara, and she will accept it by raising it above her head, making the divorce kosher.
Well, what on earth are you talking about?
The get.
Lara is taking some time out.
You've not lived together for 3 years.
She's taking some time out.
Zach, you've had a civil divorce.
Who gives a monkeys about any of that?
Oh, cheers. Thank you.
You prefer the prick, don't you?
No, I don't. Yeah,
you've stirred all this up, haven't you?
Zach, I'm just a messenger. Lara's meeting the Beth Din next week. You should get a call or an email any
day.
They
already called.
So you knew?
The way Lara looked at me when I sung that.
It was a lovely wedding.
It was an even better marriage. Until she exploded our lives.
Try not to look back. Think about the future.
Oh. She wants to marry the prick.
Where are you? What is taking so long? I hope you didn't let Zach buy you dinner. Or has your compulsive liar of a sister led you up the garden path again? I started episode 6 without you. Then I watched episode 7 and 8. The killer was the girl, you know, the gardener's apprentice. I'm going to bed now.
Mm-hmm. Weetabix?
No.
It's Weetabix or nothing.
Your attempts to limit my sugar intake are hypocritical.
Benya?
I've seen you at night, in the snack drawer.
Okay, no breakfast then.
What 14-year-old has to deal with this shit?
Shall I get out the Ritalin? Should we do it that way?
Mum? The kettle? Mum, the kettle. Take it off! You're mental.
Okay, why don't we start again? Morning, Benya. How did you sleep? Didn't quite catch that, darling, once again.
How did you sleep? Who cares?
Fine. What did your dad want last night?
I haven't spoken to him.
I heard you on the phone.
Were you listening?
No. What were you talking about? Right. Boy stuff?
Yeah, boy stuff.
Did he mention Uncle Johnny?
It's none of your business.
I'm your mother.
I'm not telling you shit.
Of course. Why would you? I'm just the dishwasher, the chauffeur, the laundry service. Oh, I've seen your boxer shorts, by the way. If you're going to use them for that, do me the courtesy of washing them yourself.
Hi, Mummy.
Morning, Dovey. How did you sleep?
Absolutely fantastic. I didn't wake up once.
Great. Would you like Weetabix?
Yay, Weetabix.
One or two?
Two.
Oh, your pee kit is in the dryer. Remind me before we leave.
It's like sitting next to the A41.
You could eat a little bit quieter, Dovey.
Dad said it's good that I enjoy my food.
Stop chewing, fat boy.
Dovey, just ignore him. What do you have today?
Dunno.
Do you have history?
Dunno.
Make sure you're good for Uncle Johnny. Treat him with respect.
Stop eating!
Hey!
Oops.
Benya! Benya, you come back here. You get back here right now!
Would you like me to make you a cup of tea?
That's okay, darling.
Dad told Benya to do something bad in Uncle Johnny's class. I don't want to say the word. It's a bad word.
Can someone please let me in?
What's that, sir?
The door is locked, Benya. Please open it.
Must be jammed, sir.
Very funny. Open this door at once. Open this door or the entire class will have lunchtime detention. Benya Pinto, open the door.
It wasn't me who locked it.
Just open the door.
Oh, Mr. DaCosta, seriously, it's jammed. Call Maitland.
Where's my... Who has my phone? Benya, put my phone down.
Let's see what your WhatsApps are saying. Oh, my days. A naked picture of Auntie Ray.
Oh, Johnny. Surprise, surprise, Zach didn't show. Said he was going to be at the Best Inn at 2 p.m. and then he didn't... Oh. I mean, the Diane said it was a last-minute cancellation and that he has rescheduled. Apparently something came up at work. Possible. The Diane told me not to worry. But I am worrying. I keep thinking about that woman in the paper. You read about her? Waited 20 years. 20 years! I don't have 20. I barely have 2. Be different if Errors already had his own children. We could convince ourselves that we don't need one together. That it isn't... Yeah, I don't. Johnny, the thing is, you see, the thing is that Zach has never forgiven me. He writes letters, not often, but when they come, it's pages and pages. The man is an attack dog. If he wants to sink his jaws in, if he wants a protracted fight, that is what he'll have, and I won't win, because I never win.
What's today?
A couple of root canals, an impression for a retainer, and then just a lot of teeth.
Teeth.
Lunch with Brian.
Any idea what he's thinking?
Uh-uh.
He'd be an absolute fool not to make you partner.
Well, let's just wait and see. Nina, I am leaving in 5. Aren't you stupidly late?
Lower school are out on a trip this morning. Thought I'd catch up on some marking here.
Oh, okay. I am walking out the house.
I'm meeting Zach this evening for a quick coffee.
Another one.
Lara asked me to try one more time.
Why can't she do anything for herself?
He's being a complete bastard. I need to pile on the pressure.
Okay. Well, don't be late. I am making veggie tagine and blueberry pie.
When are you going to have time to do that?
I made the pastry last night. Nina, water the two.
Love you.
Mm-hmm. Mwah. Now, try not to stay too long with Zach. He isn't your ex-husband.
Good luck today. Morning, Nina.
Do you want to walk to the tube?
I can do. Let's hope nothing happens to me.
Get in the car.
Nina, please roll down your skirt.
Dad, I find that statement really problematic.
This is very, very cruel.
I just need to speak to her.
Why should that be a condition?
2 children, 12 years of marriage, and she won't answer the phone.
Give Lara the get and move on with your
life. I will when I've spoken to her.
And if she refuses?
Then I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know, Johnny. Are you eating?
No. Ruth is cooking a big meal tonight.
I'll eat something.
Thank you,
You're
but
wasting all
I'm
day.
Fine, seriously.
Garçon?
Zach, no.
Hi, how are you? My guest will go first.
I'll have the beef in black bean sauce and some egg fried rice, please.
Good choice. Starter?
No, I'm okay.
Oh, have a starter.
No, I'm all right with just a main.
The dim sum are excellent.
I need to get home.
A portion of dim sum, please. And for me, bibimbap, extra chilli sauce, and no brown bits in the rice. Drinks?
Yeah, tap water.
Sparkling water with some limes on the side. Cheers.
Thank you. Yeah.
You look a bit gaunt.
Do I?
We should have a game of squash.
I don't really have the time at the
moment. Gotta do something, or you become one of those pasty yeshiva bochas.
No, not with Ruth cooking.
How is she?
Same old.
How are the teeth?
Nobody has been killed this month.
I read somewhere that dentists, above all other professions, are the most likely to kill themselves.
Ruth is fairly buoyant.
She'd have to be with you. That was a gag. Laugh. It'll add years to your life.
Okay.
Ruth must be on a fair whack by now.
Not bad.
Would she want to be a partner in that practice?
I think she would, yeah.
Yeah, good for her. I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
What will it take for you to give the get? Money?
Oh, God, would you look at that? These haven't come out of the microwave, have they? I'm pulling your leg. Service here is magical. Go on, John John. Check it's not poison.
Okay.
Mm. Aren't they divine? I'd say they're the best dim sum in London.
How do they compare to Treif dim sum?
I can't remember. That's a lifetime ago. Lara can't cook for toffee. No time for measurements or what goes with what. She's just so creative. You know, she once put a peach in a curry.
So it's not about money?
It's about love, you twit.
The Beth Din will contact you for another appointment. If you fail to show, they can take certain measures against you. Bar you from entering synagogues. Suspend your burial rites. Your name will be Muck.
Heard about you kicking down a door.
Yeah, well...
Benya could have been hurt.
It was nowhere near Benya or any of the other boys.
Are they dismissing you?
Oh, absolutely not. Gerwitz understands. The behaviour of those boys has got totally out of hand. Spoiled little... Next year I'm going back to estate school.
Can you afford that?
We'll make it work.
Well, I'd be happy to help.
Why would you be with someone who doesn't want to be with you?
I have to go.
Well, should we ask them to put the main courses in the takeaway card?
Absolutely not. You enjoy, John John.
No, Zach, wait.
Here.
Wait.
Take this.
Zach.
Dinner's on me.
Zach. Taxi! Taxi! My phone's out of battery.
Shame.
Yeah.
Getting drenched, boss.
It won't be long now. There's normally always taxis.
Come under my tree. Might as well get some shelter while you wait.
Thanks.
All good. Are you Greek?
What? No.
Where are you from then?
London.
Originally?
I suppose originally Spanish.
Hablas español?
Yeah, my family left in the 1500s.
Oh, it's a long time ago.
It is.
Inquisition and shit.
Yeah, good knowledge, yeah.
Swear down, you look a bit Greek though.
I might have some in me, but no, I'm not Greek.
Cool. Give me your money, phone, and any other electrical items.
What? Can I turn on the lights quickly?
I'm asleep.
Of course.
Turn on the light.
No, it's okay. I can fold these in the dark.
Long cup of coffee.
Oh, Zach went on and on. He's really digging his heels in. Although, I think we're getting there, slowly. He's just got such an ego.
You could have messaged.
Sorry, yeah. My phone ran out of battery. How was dinner?
Delicious.
Sorry to miss the tagine.
And the blueberry pie.
Oh, blueberry pie.
There's plenty left.
Well, I grabbed a bite on the way back. Can we have sex?
No.
Yeah, you're right. Right, it's late. I mean, we could do it quickly.
You don't get to miss dinner and come back for sex.
Sure, yeah, sure, sorry.
What are you standing around for? Get into bed.
Yep.
Oh! There's something on my pillow. It's blueberry pie.
Have you lost your mind?
I thought you'd be hungry.
You're crazy. I need to change this.
No, have a taste first. It might be too cinnamony. I was trying something.
It's all over me.
I'm sleeping now.
Oh. Oh. God. Why are you punishing me? Oh, this is for Lara.
I don't want to talk about it now.
Nobody asks you to cook these meals.
Nobody else is complaining.
Nina puts up with it because you insist on making them.
You're telling me I shouldn't cook nice meals for my family.
I'm not. I'm suggesting... Forget it.
Go on. Say it.
I'm not getting into this again.
Cooking delicious meals is about control.
Yes.
It's an expression of love. Where are you going?
I'm going downstairs.
Oh, to play video games.
To find a clean pillowcase.
I am not finished with you. Wait.
Whoa, whoa.
Turn around. Your eye. It's bleeding.
Is it? I thought I'd wipe...
What happened?
I was mugged.
Mugged?
And punched.
Oh, John. Come here. Let me... Oh, jeez. Yes, stay there. Did they?
They came over all friendly at first.
What is it? Was it a gang?
No, just one man.
What an animal.
Oh, a boy, really.
Stay still.
Yeah. A giant boy, built like a ton of bricks.
You're lucky.
Lucky?
Well, I was reading in a well-respected online publication. This guy was walking in Islington. Some boys jumped him, took his wallet, nothing major. Back home, the guy lights a cigarette, and when he exhales, smoke comes out of a hole in his side. They'd stab the guy without him even noticing.
He took Dad's watch.
Oh, no.
God, he didn't put it on this morning.
Douchebag.
I should have fought back.
Don't be ridiculous.
I stood there and let it happen.
What else were you to do?
Well, if I'd moved quickly, whipped out my Krav Maga moves...
You'd be laying in a gutter.
Oh, the element of surprise, I'd have gotten away. Can we move to Miami?
They'd shoot you in Miami.
Oh, we'd live in a place with gates, drive everywhere, even to the beach.
We're not beach people.
Oh, we could be.
We're pool people. Done. Tell your students you cut yourself shaving your eye.
Yeah.
I met with Brian.
Oh, sorry. Yes, how did it go?
It went good.
Okay, and?
He asked me to become partner.
Rue, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
About bloody time. You're on your parents?
I'm gonna turn it down.
What? Why?
The extra hours I'd have to put in. It's not worth it.
What percentage are they offering?
It doesn't matter. It's the time.
You initiated the conversation.
Yeah, I thought I wanted it.
The money would be a real help.
Earlier, Nina was talking about a day. I nodded along, but I wasn't there. She called me out on it.
Okay.
Soon she'll be gone, off living her life. I don't want to miss any more time.
Right.
Like you always say, I try to do it all. Mom tries to do it all. Be a martyr. Nobody can stand her. I'm seriously considering going down to 4 days a week. Do a Pilates class on my day off.
That sounds, yes, yeah, makes total sense.
Thanks for getting it.
Of course.
Love you.
Love you. Ruth?
Mm.
There was an incident.
Other than being punched in the face?
Yes, besides that. Another incident.
I didn't go into school today. I haven't been going into school for a few days.
Where have you been going?
Riding the Circle Line.
Aren't you a bit old for skipping class?
I've been suspended.
That didn't show again.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you want me to say?
Hashem is cursing me.
Testing you.
Oh, shut up.
Lara, what do you want from me?
The synagogue is barring his entry.
Well, that's something.
Oh, you think Zach cares where he prays?
People will start talking.
Once upon a time, they'd make debt-refusing husbands spend a night in an unmarked grave.
Well, should we do that?
What?
I'm joking. That was a joke.
You know, you're never really here for me.
Lara, that's not fair.
I bet you didn't even ask. You just took the suppers and had a grand old time.
I cannot make him write your get.
You are so lame. I'm going to have to do this all myself.
Lara. Lara?
They're still making those noises. What are they doing?
God, you're dumb!
Mum is laughing.
No, Erez is hurting Mum.
You're joking.
I'm not. Every time Erez sleeps in her bed, he hurts her.
It sounds like laughing.
That's because she's scared. Do you want Mum to be with Dad or not?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
When I asked Erez to play chess, he always says yes.
He's our dad.
Mum smiles more with Erez.
He's our dad!
Sorry.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Actually, can we do it again? You didn't look in my eyes.
Okay.
Need all the luck I can get.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. You remember Jamie Barron?
Vaguely.
His younger brother, Nathan, owns an art gallery in Hoxton. I was talking to him about you, about your teacups. And then I showed him some photos and he was impressed. He said he'd like to meet you. He didn't say the word exhibit, but the fact he wants to meet, yeah, it's very promising. Should I set up a dinner?
That's not necessary.
Well, you don't think Modigliani didn't have people going out to bat for him? All these great artists, they'd be nothing without their patrons. Now, I'm no artist, what do I know? I couldn't tell you the first thing about your teacups, but even I can see talent. And they're distinctive. The cup with the orange gremlin sent shivers down my spine. I'm also certain there's commercial potential. I could see celebs drinking from them on Instagram. The teacups are provocative, you know, like all great art. They're dangerous.
It's a teacup with a doodle.
Well, I can see a cult following, if marketed right, if exhibited right.
Please give me the get.
You said that so calmly.
I wished you'd be as reasonable.
You don't sound like you when you talk like that. I always thought that was one of your greatest strengths. You were always you, no matter the situation. You don't change yourself for people. What should I have done differently?
Stop.
Well, unlike you, I'm willing to change.
I can't do this, Zach.
The way you imploded our lives without explanation.
I stopped liking you. I told you at the time.
You don't need to like me. Who wants to be liked? I like lots of women. Don't want to spend my life with any of them.
What is it you actually want?
You.
Can't have me.
Why not?
I'm with someone else.
Leave him.
We're over, Zach. We're never going to be together again.
How can you be so certain?
Because I'm in love with Erez.
I'm better.
You don't want me. You just want to stop me being his.
I want you. The letters I wrote.
Oh, they weren't exactly love letters. It was just rage. There was no self-reflection, no attempt to actually win me back.
I was respecting your choice of distance.
Bullshit! You had no problem signing the divorce.
Oh, don't care about any of that secular shit.
I want to marry Erez and have his children.
I love you.
You're confusing that with jealousy.
Well, aren't they connected?
Not in my mind.
The last 3 years have been awful.
They've been fantastic.
You must miss my devotion.
Oh, fuck you, Zach. Fuck you.
I'll give you the get. I didn't intend to cause you distress. I wish you only nacha some good things. Can we have one last night?
What?
To rid me of you.
You're disgusting.
What are you doing?
Hey! Nothing.
You've got the whip out.
Yeah, I was just trying to switch off the lights.
Slow day, huh?
Nina has eaten. We actually did some coursework together.
What did you make?
Just threw something together.
Frozen pizzas?
Possibly.
Fab. I'm starving.
Oh, we finished. I thought you didn't eat carbs after 2 p.m.
I'm going up to see Nina.
But shall I make you cheese toastie?
Yeah. You haven't touched me in a month.
What? Well, I tried to the other week.
That wasn't real.
Rude.
What? What do you want? Did you get any tutoring students today? No. Did you put a wash on? No. I come home. You've not even saved me a slice. What are you? You're nothing. You add nothing.
Why must you pick on me all the time?
Because you're useless.
Only you think that.
Only I say it. Your sister comes to you for help and she gets jack shit.
Hold on, that is not my fault.
In Brooklyn, I'd have made one phone call and she'd have her get.
In Brooklyn? Do me a favour.
My parents had a friend who needed a get. They went to Rabbi Mendel.
Rabbi who?
Mendel didn't run along to fancy suppers paid for by recalcitrant husbands.
I had one dinner.
Three. Mendel got his hands dirty, went to work on those shit bags with a cattle prod.
What a mensch.
Well, he did what all the other mensches were afraid to do.
With a cattle prod, some rabbi.
Mendel got get signed in a week. Even had Talmud to back it up.
There's no cattle prods in the Talmud. Oh,
I hate it when you do that.
Do what?
That little laugh, that smug little... God, it's pathetic. How this get nonsense has taken over... Oh, why can't you just get shit done?
You're not allowed to be here.
Nobody stopped me.
The Beth Dean can put your picture in the Jewish papers. The whole community would know you as a get refuser.
I've never seen that.
They do it on occasion.
In your fantasy world.
Most people comply before it gets to that.
They'd never do that to me.
You think because you're a big macha, you're invincible.
I do sponsor every other kiddush.
I know two of the Dianim personally. They can make your life miserable.
They can't force me to sign.
They don't use force, they use shame.
Let them print my picture.
They can organise protests. Camp outside your office. Think about the people you do business with.
Once I might have cared, but your sister broke my heart.
Amen.
How does withholding the get mend your heart?
I came here to pray.
What are you asking for?
That's between me and him.
You think Hashem approves of your behaviour?
Hashem looks at a life and takes a long view.
I could write to your clients.
Amen.
Write to them.
You'll lose business.
Then I'll spend more time at home.
You'll go insane at home.
Yeah, I sit on my tickles and shout at the news.
I've been doing that. You don't want to do that.
All right, I'll go on a really long holiday. Yeah, good luck getting the get then. You won't even be able to find me.
What do I do with you?
Do nothing. Give yourself a break.
You're enslaving her.
Oh, please. You're loving this. Look at you grinning like a dog with two dicks.
Amen.
By the way, regarding the car, I want it back.
Amen.
I'm winding you up. Your face. Priceless. Do you need any more coin? Stop. Now that you've lost a teaching stipend.
We're perfectly fine.
Of course, Ruth was made a partner. Is she happy about that?
Very.
Just in the nick of time, eh?
We shouldn't be discussing money in short.
Now he's religious.
Sign the get. I'll be off your back.
John, mention the get one more time and I'll have a restraining order taken out against you.
Amen.
That's not your chair.
Mr. Marx is sat on mine. I can't move the old guy.
I don't care. Sit somewhere else. You stink.
Boss man, come shelter under my tree.
Hello again.
Back up, old man.
I don't mean to cause any alarm. I have a job offer.
I ain't no grass.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. Can we go somewhere quiet and talk?
Here's good.
Somewhere warmer.
I don't suck off guys if that's what you're after.
No, nothing like that. Right, the job requires muscle.
As in taking down an op?
An op? Yes, an op. But just giving the op a fright, not taking him down.
First time?
First time, yeah. Yes. But I'm serious.
It's not about being serious. It's about surprises.
Surprises?
Shit evolving, a man getting shanked.
Right, yeah. Okay. I can pay.
Cool.
Great. Before we go any further, can I just check? You're not Jewish?
No.
Perfect.
Whiskey?
Oh, go on then.
You've always had a special relationship with Johnny. It's fab how you get on. I mean, I like my brothers, but I don't tell them anything.
Is this what you've invited me over for?
Well,
last time we had a one-to-one, you called me fat.
I did not. Yeah. If I did, I truly apologize, but this is about Johnny. Most evenings, I come home around 8-ish. Johnny says hi and then bolts out the door. I ask where he's going. He gives me two answers. Going to learn or the gym. Yeah, what's funny?
I just can't imagine Johnny in a gym.
Yeah, my point exactly.
Well, Johnny's never been a liar.
Yeah, I know.
When he does, his ears go red.
Right, but Nina is asking me if something's up. Like, where does he go every night? And I am having to repeat Johnny's lie.
Which you don't know is a lie.
Sure, but I am having to repeat something I don't believe. I wondered if you knew what he was doing.
Me? What? Why would I know?
Is he doing something for you?
Was?
I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just really at my wit's end. Johnny and I don't have secrets. But now I feel like there's this huge space between us.
Who does he learn with nowadays?
Shmuley, Rob, there's a bunch.
Have you called any of them?
I can't. How can I?
Is there another woman?
No. I mean, do you think?
Johnny doesn't have the courage to be unfaithful.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Learning with the boys all adds up. But the gym?
That's where he says he goes.
What would he even do there?
I guess gym stuff.
Gym stuff?
You know, treadmill... Weights. You've been to the gym before.
I've never actually stepped foot in one. Does he come back sweaty?
Sometimes.
Is his body changing?
Sort of.
So he's telling the truth, hurrah.
Yeah.
Are you doing first night Pesach?
Mm-hmm. I can do it.
Will you? Oh, you're such a natural.
Sure.
Zach should probably come. That way the boys... Well, we should all be together.
Up to you.
Yeah, please invite him.
Sure.
Thank you.
Zach is going to have plenty to answer for one day.
Hashem will probably take his side. I've been entertaining some rather crazy thoughts.
Like what?
I kidnap the boys just for a couple of weeks, give Zach a taste of what it feels like.
Oh. Zach would use it to renegotiate way more custody.
I know, I'd never do it. I might do it.
Would you like money for a lawyer?
A lawyer?
There's a new law. Zach could go to jail.
I don't think... What with the boys?
Your boys may not understand now, but they will.
Well, thank you for the offer.
But at least consider it.
I'd rather settle it ourselves.
You could be waiting years.
I slept with him last week.
These things happen.
And yesterday afternoon. I still want the get.
You might want to stop sleeping with him.
What if it pushes him away?
How does that work?
I cheapen myself to the point where he thinks she's disposable. I don't care who she belongs to.
Take a lawyer. Lock the scumbag away.
I can't.
Sometimes I wonder if Johnny might be spending all these nights working up some crazy scheme for your get.
Well, if he is, it's certainly not working.
I'm losing him, Lara.
That's not true.
It's like he's water slipping through my fingers.
Johnny worships you.
Not anymore.
He's scared of you.
I wish.
Zach was never scared of me. That's where I went wrong.
Okay. Drink up.
What? Okay.
You don't want a lawyer? Fine. But please don't involve Johnny in any of your schemes.
Schemes? There are no schemes.
I don't know the arrangement, but this is not his battle. If you need to offload, talk to a therapist or go hit a punch bag. We don't have space for this at the moment.
Benya.
You picked up?
Of course I picked up. How are you, darling?
Yeah. Where are you?
I'm just out of the tube, walking back to mine.
What's that?
Owls in Willesden, who knew? Everything okay?
Yeah.
Shall I come over?
I'm about to start a multiplayer.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing.
It doesn't sound like nothing.
It's... Yeah, no, it's...
Was someone giving you a hard time at school?
Are you joking? I basically run the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me come over. I can be there in 15.
Nah, it's...
What's wrong?
You won't get it.
I was once 14.
But this is mad, though.
Well, there's nothing so mad you can't tell me, darling. You could murder a 5-year-old. I'd still... Wait, this isn't violent.
No, it's... Promise not to tell anyone. Promise, Dad.
Yeah, I promise.
There's this video going around school, and... In this video, there's this man from Manchester, and this man from Manchester likes to have sex with his dog. He likes to have sex in front of his window. The neighbour filmed it, and in the video, the neighbour shouts out, like, "Oh, you, stop doing that." But the man shouts back, "Piss off, he's mine." Dad?
Sorry, just thought... Carry on.
At first, we all thought it was funny, but now I watch it on my own. I don't even watch the funny bit. I just watch the bit when the neighbour zooms in on the guy having sex with...
Yeah.
I must have seen it 100 times.
Okay.
When I'm not watching it, I'm thinking about it.
No, that's okay. It's just a video.
Am I sick?
No. You mustn't think like that.
Wrong in the head.
Benya, darling, there's nothing wrong.
Dad,
One second. Hello? Who's there?
Someone there?
No, just... You mustn't worry about watching...
This morning, I nearly stuck scissors in my eyes.
Darling...
Because if I don't have eyes... Dad.
Yes?
You're being... Weird.
I'm being followed.
For real?
No. Yes.
Yes, what?
I am. Someone...
Shit.
Yeah, it's fine. It's...
Are there other people around?
No. Not really.
Fuck. Make a noise.
Hello? Come out. Who's there?
Are they still...
What, hello?
Run.
What?
Run, Dad. Run! Dad!
Get in the car.
Help! Help!
Oh, he bit me! You bit me! Shut up. Stop. I'm gonna remove the hood, yeah? Make a noise and I'll hurt you. Capiche?
Johnny!
Sit on that rock. I've written the get.
Huh?
I've taken the time to write you your get. Read it.
Where am I?
I'll have to read it then.
Help! Somebody help!
On this day, in this year from creation, 13th Nisan 5782, I, Zachary, son of Nigel, desire to dismiss, to release, to divorce you, Lara, daughter of Robert. Although previously you were my wife, I am now dismissing, releasing and divorcing you so that you have the license and the authority to go and marry any man whom you desire. No one will protest your actions from the present day onward. You are free to marry any man. This will serve as a bill of divorce, a get, dismissing you, and a letter releasing you from me, according to the faith of Moses and Israel. Sign here.
You missed out the bit that says you cannot force me.
Sign and we can forget this night ever happened.
What, you think you can bully me?
Sign. Vasily, get the whip. I didn't want to go down this path.
We're family.
Ex-family.
You're a history teacher, for Christ's sake. You think I'm intimidated by that? I served in the Israeli army, you schmendrel.
Sign the get.
You've been watching too much TV.
Take off his clothes.
What? This is insane.
Put him in the water.
Oh, God. Johnny. Johnny.
The hood, Vasily. Last chance, Zach. Vasily. With Hashem as our witness, sign this get.
Don't mean anything.
Vasily.
Invalid. I'm being forced.
The husband who denies his wife the get can be whipped, says Maimonides. Hood back on.
No! No, I won't answer.
Vasily. The recalcitrant husband may be whipped to an inch of his life. Until the evil disposition is shed. Until he rediscovers his goodness. And releases his wife.
Yo, who's there?
Someone in the hedge.
I'll check it out.
Zach, are you ready to sign now?
I love her. I love her.
Whoever it was gone.
I see. He won't sign.
No!
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach. A lot of what you're burning isn't actually chametz.
Benya likes to burn things.
Hello, Uncle Johnny.
Hi, Dovi. How's your Manish Dinar coming along?
I've been practicing.
Have you? Oh, can't wait to hear it.
All right, Mr. DaCosta.
Hello, Benya.
Can I chop up some more wood?
Yep. Be careful with the axe. You look tired.
What was so urgent you couldn't tell me on the phone?
Ruth told me not to involve you in my drama. Can you imagine? The cheek of it dictating my relationship with you. We'll come tonight because it's Pesach, but I'm not happy.
Ruth has been prepping for a week.
You need to tell her not to speak to me like that again.
I have never been able to stop Ruth saying what she feels. See you later.
Johnny, one more thing. Forget the get.
Forget the what?
I've been thinking. Perhaps I wrote Zach off too soon.
Hold on. What?
We were going through a rough patch and, you know, maybe he's changed. I don't want to walk away from a good thing.
I don't think I quite understand.
I'm going to give it another go with Zach.
What about Erez?
Erez doesn't love me like Zach.
Zach didn't love you. He smothered you. He took up all the oxygen in your home. You became a mute. I didn't hear you laugh for 5 years.
Miss him in the morning.
Lara!
I want to keep things open, so no more get talk. No mention of the get. I'm no longer pursuing it. Have you spoken to him in the last couple of days?
No.
He's not answering the phone.
I have to go. See you tonight.
Mani shana ha laila haze mikol ha leilot mikol ha leilot ha laila haze ha laila haze kulo mata ha laila haze ha laila haze kulo mata.
Oh, Dovi, that was so...
Really excellent, Dovi.
And so confident. I think a career as a singer.
I've always said that.
I'd wait to hear what his voice sounds like after it breaks.
Yeah, it might be shit.
Benya! If it's shit, he could be a singing teacher.
Nina.
Well done, Dov. That was beautiful.
Manish Tana reminds us of the importance of asking questions. What happens if we stop asking questions?
Then we become the fourth child.
Excellent. Who is?
The child that doesn't even know how to ask a question.
And that child can turn into the fifth child.
There's not a fifth child.
There is.
I did not know there was a fifth child.
He's making shit up again.
It's an allegory, you div.
Nina!
The fifth child is the child who stops coming to Seder altogether.
When can I do that?
When we're dead.
Not even. Her behaviour on Earth affects our destiny in Olam Haba.
I've had my bat mitzvah. Surely I have the right to decide.
Good question. Which brings us on to the next part of the Seder. Let's go around and ask our questions. We'll vote on a couple to debate, otherwise we'll be here till dawn. Remember the second night last year?
Do I ever?
I went straight to frying matzo brei for breakfast.
Can you make that, Mum?
Can she bollocks?
I can, Dovi.
Right, who's first?
Me. What's for dessert?
That's the only question.
Apple O'Betty!
I thought you were doing answers at the end.
What's for dessert doesn't really merit a debate. Nina.
Mine is lame.
I'm sure it isn't.
Whatever. Is there a difference between suffering and perceived suffering?
Oof, Nina.
That's my girl right there.
Gonna be hard to beat that.
Well done, Nina.
Lara?
Ooh.
It doesn't have to be deep.
Let her think.
What is more important, security or freedom?
Oh, the big ones tonight. Benya, you're up.
Nah.
You asked a brilliant question last year.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Go on, B. Well, am I allowed any question?
Any question.
Why does my penis go hard when I'm near Auntie Ruth?
Benya.
Oh, I've got a better one, actually.
Benya, stop.
Why does Dad have a bruise on his neck?
I told you, I got hit in squash.
Why does it hurt you to cough and laugh?
My son, Benya, working for Mossad.
This whole thing is dead.
Would you like to leave the table and take some time out?
You don't like me, you can leave.
Benya, that's not what your mother meant.
Shall we carry on? Mm. Let's carry on. Mm. Page 12. Mm. Avadim Hayinu. Ruth?
Avadim Hayinu, Hayinu, Lefacho Bemitraim, Bemitraim.
Avadim Hayinu, Ata Ata Bene Horim, Bene Horim. Avadim hayenu, ata ata bene horim, bene horim.
Look at all the light, the hanging of the arm, there. I should get the shine of this with the divine honor to look at the name.
Not so tough now.
We need to finish Seder.
I'm going to kill
you.
our lives are inseparable, you schmuck.
This is one Seder. We won't be making
her. I pay for her life like some husbands pay for their wives' lives.
Here we go.
You don't get it, do you?
Give her the get. You won't have to pay for her life.
I don't want to stop paying. Neither does she.
You think she wants to hang off your neck?
We're still intimate.
You'll say anything.
We are still intimate.
Let me out.
We love each other.
It's your bloody soap opera.
Not so fast. I have a list of demands. If you don't meet them, I go to the police.
Fine. Your word against mine.
Listen to this.
It's Pacer.
Listen, or I'll cross your windpipe.
Vasily, get the whip. I don't want to go down this path.
We're family.
Yes, family. Give me that.
Daddy?
1 minute, Dove. You'll both get guilt.
I'm not splitting the guilt.
I'll double the guilt.
Are you in the bathroom together?
We're talking business, just business.
On the Seder, that's not kosher. You okay, Johnny?
I'm fine, fine. Out in a sec.
Okay, everyone, let's leave the pretend men to talk about pretend business.
You're such an amateur. I was recording voice notes all night, and I have photos of my body to prove the assault.
And you were bath and put you to bed.
You may not go to prison, but you'll never teach again.
Lara loves Harris.
Lara's breaking it off.
Is she?
Any day now.
Doing second night with him tomorrow.
Shut up.
What else is she promising you?
Midnight.
He's got diarrhea.
Johnny, are you okay?
1 minute.
Johnny, answer me.
He's fine.
Open this door.
Tell her you're fine.
I'm fine, Rue. Out in a minute.
Here are my demands. If these are not met, I go to the police. Demand one, we finish the Seder. We retire into the kitchen for a drink. You smash up your wedding set. Oh, think this is funny, you snivelly son of a bitch. I want to see the entire Vera Wang in bits.
Oh, that hits the spot.
It's from Japan.
The Japanese make kosher for Pesach brandy.
The Japanese can do anything. If I had to leave Wilson, that's where I'd go.
Oh, you think the women will throw themselves at you because you're 5'8"?
5'9" when I stand on my wallet.
John, come and try this brandy.
Later.
All these seders. I've never seen Johnny wash up.
Why don't you wash up?
Well, I'm a guest.
You could at least offer to dry.
I prefer to float about until Ruth tells me to sit.
She can spot a fraud.
No, good host. You could learn a thing or two.
Do that later.
Can't multitask.
Please sit.
I'm in the zone.
When you said wash up, I didn't think you intended now.
Have a brandy while you work.
Just let me wash up.
It's rude. We have guests.
We're family, Ruth.
Thank you, Lara.
You're acting really off.
Ruth, drop it. Just let me wash up.
You're behaving like a child.
Am I?
Yes.
How about now?
Jonathan! Stop!
What are you doing?
Daddy's lost it!
Oh
Dad! Stop! 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 Stop!
Thank you for coming. In its own way, it was a very special Seder.
Bye, Lara. Bye. Thanks for coming.
Bye,
Benya. Bye. Bye. Okay, get home safe.
Bye,
bye.
Are you and Dad getting a divorce?
No.
You can if you want.
Nobody is getting divorced. Sometimes when people love each other, they do crazy things.
Well, smashing plates is a show of love.
I don't.
Well, maybe you'd be better off apart.
It would never be your fault. You understand that?
I know it's not my fault. It's your fault. But I think, I don't know, you're just both so intense.
I sort of like it when you're alone.
Let me speak to him.
Oh, typical.
What?
Nothing.
I love you. Proud of you tonight.
Whatever.
Nina!
I'm so sorry, Rue. I'm so...
What made you flip?
I can't explain.
A wedding set. It feels symbolic.
It isn't. Please, don't leave me.
You're never here. You might as well have left me.
That's going to change.
What's happening?
I got obsessed with the get. That's all over now. They're getting back together.
What's happening with you?
Nothing. Nothing.
The other night I followed you. I saw everything. 17 years. You think you know someone. The way you gave those orders to that boy. Sleep in the car.
The car?
I can't have you in the house. You don't have any friends I trust. You certainly don't have the money for a hotel. Sleep in the car.
Ve'im ruhi gevi'ati Adonai li ve'lo ira.
Hazak baruch, Johnny.
Baruch DM, thanks.
Hazak baruch, Johnny.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Amir. Thank you, thank you.
Mazel tov on smashing your wedding set.
Please, it's a holy day.
Tomorrow, you'll receive my next demand. It'll arrive via voice note.
Tomorrow is second day. My phone will be switched off.
This year, you don't get to keep second day.
Morning.
I bought you some crispy O's. Oh,
thanks. Well, I never do get used to this cardboard cereal.
Well, there's 500 macaroons inside.
Well, too early for those. Crispy O's are just a ticket.
Whatever you've done, just promise Mummy you'll never do it again.
Yeah.
You're being so passive.
Sorry.
What's got into you?
You don't have to worry about me, sweetie.
Well, it's cold. I'm going in.
Yeah, yeah. Go in.
Lara tells me you're sleeping in my car. I thought Ruth would be angry about the plays, but I didn't see that punishment coming. So, I was watching you in synagogue yesterday, and I realised what a preposterous bellend you are. The demands today are basic. To remind you that you're not above anyone. Firstly, disinvite Erez from this coming Friday. Well, you think I haven't heard about your meddling? Secondly, replace the wedding set you broke. Sayonara!
They're beautiful. Where are they from?
Peter Jones.
Thank you.
It's your money.
Don't be like that.
I didn't mean it like that. I was wondering about Friday. I was thinking maybe we forget about Erez.
Okay. I mean, he's already been invited.
I'm going to disinvite him.
Won't Lara be annoyed?
Don't worry about her.
Suits me.
Thanks.
When's your next interview?
Oh, I actually have one today.
Today?
Yeah, just a comp in Queen's Park. Not Jewish, obviously.
Better.
Well, I thought so too.
Less bratty. You prepared?
Oh, yeah.
How's sleeping in the car working out?
Oh, pretty good. I can play music late into the night, turn on the lights and read, adjust the heating from my bed, and when you fully recline that seat, oh boy.
Why didn't you whip him yourself?
In exceptional circumstances, Gentiles can apply pressure, not Jews.
It says that?
More or less.
Huh.
I only regret the sneaking out at night, the secrets, the smashed plates.
Remember that holiday in Portugal? We did it in the back of the hire car.
It's broad daylight.
Let's drive somewhere.
Hashem. I don't know how to ask for this in Hebrew, so I'm going to have to ask it in English. I hope you understand English. Please give me magic powers so I can make Erez and Ben become best friends and they can both live with us and Benny will be happy and Mum will be happy. Amen.
Morning, John. Today's demand, Rabbi Mintz is visiting from Israel to give a shua at the JLE. Isn't he so holy that when he gets in a car, the traffic lights are always green? I cannot wait to finally meet him in the flesh. You will not be there. Is that understood? You do not get to meet your hero.
He never comes to London. I have to see him.
Who's that?
Just Zach.
At this time?
Tipping me off about a share.
The guy never stops. Feeling okay about today?
Yeah.
Now you're back in school, you'll feel a lot more chipper.
Yeah.
What time does the share finish?
I'm actually going to skip it.
It's Rabbi Mintz.
Yeah, I think I have a quiet one. Yeah. First day at school.
Well, I'll make us something yum.
Love you.
Zach, stop, please. I need a day off.
Officer. Can I report a crime?
Yes, you've come to a police station.
Fantastic. I'd like to report a kidnapping and torture.
Want a drag?
Is this weed?
Skunk.
Laura!
Oh, give it here.
I saw Erez's car parked out front.
Yeah, he'll be back soon. He plays football on a Thursday.
Is he staying over nowadays?
He lives here.
What?
Ah, he got over the whole I can't live with you until we're married moved in last week.
You're making a mistake with Erez.
Doesn't feel like a mistake. Feels right.
Zach is the man for you.
That skunk has gone to your head.
I'm serious. You should never have got divorced. Zach has his faults, but he's a good man and he loves you.
Have you had a personality transplant?
A few weeks ago, you were rekindling things and now Erez has moved in.
Zach is about a tenth of the man Erez is.
I see only a chance. Zach is a real deal. He'll look after you when you're old.
Zach shrinks me. Zach is a vampire.
We've all got flaws.
Where is this coming from?
Think about your boys.
Is Zach paying you to say this? Johnny?
I'm just a bit stressed out.
What, with school?
Yeah. But no, it's good. It's good to be back in a school, yeah.
Your ears are going red.
This is Farringdon. This is Circle Line train via Tower Hill and Liverpool Street. Please stand clear of the doors.
A simple one today. Pick up my dry cleaning.
I'm done with your demands.
I'll tell Ruth you didn't get that job in the Queen's Park School, that you spend all day on the Circle Line reading Isaac Asimov, and that I send you £3,000 a month.
What do you think? Can I still pull it off?
You look beautiful.
Thanks.
We should get going. The reservation is at 1.
A teeny tiny thing.
Go on.
There was way too much lemon in the vinaigrette.
I knew
it! Do we even know what that level of acidity can do to a stomach?
Back in the day, you'd have complained to the waiter.
Yeah, I am so British.
Finally!
Sad half term's over.
I don't mind.
Really? That year 10 class sounds like Lord of the Flies. Where's your head at?
Sorry, I was just... I'm glad we...
Yeah.
We don't have to go home yet.
What you thinking?
Too early for a cocktail?
Definitely not, Mr. DaCosta.
Great.
Let me just call Nina, tell her we'll be back late.
Oh. Maniac!
Is he actually driving into the park?
Some people.
Hold up, isn't that Laura's car?
Yes. What?
Stop!
No,
stop!
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 Benya!
You could have killed us!
Does Laura know you've taken her car?
You destroyed Mum and Dad! You destroyed them! You destroyed everything!
Yeah, calm down, sweetie.
They were about to get back together!
Benya, I'm sorry, but that isn't the truth.
They love each other!
Darling, they're better off
liar.
Apart.
Liar! Liar!
Come, sit down, sweetie.
Auntie Ruth, do you know your husband's a liar?
Ah, you're upset. It's upsetting, I understand.
Ask him about the school he works in. Ask him where he goes every day. Ask him who really pays him. Dad gives you all that money, and then you break us!
Go public end of year. Great, I'll put you down for 20. I know, the team doesn't know it's ours from his elbow. Vinay, excuse me, my brother-in-law has just walked into my office and he looks constipated. Let me call you back.
Just the man I wanted to see. I've done a 180 on the get. Here it is, ready to sign. Ruth. Ruth is all I've got.
That's a bit harsh on Nina.
Benya showed her the payments.
Oh, did he?
Told Ruth my job was fake.
Oh, it is.
She despises me.
Should have been upfront about it.
The look she gave me, I've never seen
the
that look.
The truth is out now, all smoothed over in the wash.
Something is broken.
Are you going to cry?
You've ruined my marriage.
That's
you've ruined
all
my
on
life.
You, John,
the demands,
John.
The stress. No wonder I couldn't get a job.
Always got an excuse.
How can you be so cruel?
I'm not cruel, I'm honest.
Ruth, she packed a bag. She left. I kept calling, but she won't pick up. I don't know where she is. I think she's left me.
It's going to get a hell of a lot worse if you don't pick up my dry cleaning.
Stop!
You think I'll ever forget being whipped?
Call the police!
Well, you'll lose your family forever.
Call the police! Call them! Call everyone! Tell everyone!
It's my fault.
Please don't make this about you.
I wound him up.
Zach.
Now, I've got a problem. I push and push and push. There was so much blood.
He's going to be fine.
I should have eased off.
Can you just shut up? Oh, where's Ruth? Oh, Johnny. Ruth just stepped out to get some chocolate. Knowing her, she probably crossed the road to a Peruvian fudge shop or something. Don't worry, she'll be back in a minute. Doctor said you've lost a lot of blood, but that you'll be fine. Fine. What do we do about Benya?
Benya?
He stole my car.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think given the circumstances, we go in with a light touch.
That is awful parenting.
Is it?
He's 14. He could have killed himself.
Well, in due time, I'll need to have a word.
If we behave like joyriding a car doesn't matter, he will internalise that to mean he doesn't matter. What's that?
The get.
You carry it around in your pocket.
I knew I'd be seeing you and... Have you got a pen?
I think it needs to be done with a quill. In the presence of witnesses, the Beth Din.
Of course.
It's not a birthday card.
I know that.
You are so twisted.
Laura, I'm not playing. I want to sign now. I promise you, I will go to the Beth Din as soon as they'll see me and sign the get.
I don't want a wedding.
Yes, you do.
Zach, you blasted the idea of marriage. I can't be in a position of relying on anyone's signature ever again. Give it here.
Laura!
Any stirring?
Not yet.
Hey, John. I'm back from the shop. I've actually got some treats. The doctor said any minute now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ruth, can you tell your sister-in-law to not be such a fool and accept this get I'm offering?
If I hear that word again, I'll open that window and throw you out.
Settle, you filthy, filthy, gorgeous virgin. Oh, hey.
Hey.
It's back in our shtetl. All we need now is the whip.
Johnny!
Oh, hello.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, okay. How long have I been out?
A couple of hours.
What happened?
You stabbed yourself with a letter opener. Nicked an artery. Well, I'll leave you guys to it. Rest up, John. Still need to whoop your ass on a squash court.
Bye.
Are you warm enough? Are the lights too sharp?
I'm fine.
Here, you need to drink this.
Rue, stop fussing. It doesn't suit you.
Johnny, I'm so sorry about Benya.
It wasn't his fault.
I have to go and see him. What was he thinking? I'll call you later. I love you.
Can everyone stop being so serious? I'm fine.
Do you need anything?
I'm fine.
Okay. Bye, Rue. I'll call you later.
Will I live?
Afraid not. What colour headstone do you want?
Blue.
Blue?
You won't miss me at Hoop Lane with blue. If I could erase the last 3 months, I...
I used to think you were so gentle. I used to think how refreshing you were from the apes I grew up around.
Rue...
All this time, I'm thinking you're a certain type of person.
I'm still...
Thought I knew what you were thinking before you knew what you were thinking.
You do.
I've been so blind.
No, Rue, no.
You scare me.
I'd never hurt you. You must believe me. My aggression was all aimed at Zach.
Not all.
Smashing the plates was one of Zach's demands.
You stabbed yourself.
I very nearly stabbed him.
Oh, I wish you would have. That would at least be consistent. Why'd you do it?
I don't know. There'll be professionals, won't there?
Yeah.
Professionals who'll... help me manage this urge to be big.
Yeah. To be big.
It doesn't make sense.
I fell in love with a smaller man. Is he gone? Ah, nothing stays the same. Fudge?
Am I allowed?
It'll rot your teeth. They're keeping you here overnight. Tomorrow, the police... I can't believe I'm saying this. The police have questions. You ought to talk to Zach first. Get your story straight. Once we've sorted that, we'll go home. And then... we'll see. We'll just have to see. Might be a bit of a road.
In the Get by Josh Azuz. Johnny was played by Paul Shahidi. Ruth by Dorothea Maya Bennett. Zach by Michael Gould. And Lara by Alexis Segerman. Benya was played by Fruin Thursfield. Nina by Macy Nyman. Dovi by Joshua Lewis. And Vasili by Josh Sare. Sound design was by Steve Bond. The director was Georgia Green. And the producer was Jeremy Mortimer. The Get was a reduced listening production for BBC Radio 3.
Our drama on 3 next Sunday is based on a true story. It's The Duchess of Malfi by Webster, and the classic shifts from gentle romanticism to deep, dark cruelty. Pippa Nixon stars in the title role. That's The Duchess of Malfi, our drama on 3 next Sunday evening here on BBC Radio 3 from 7:30. Also next week, Sir Donald Runnicles returns to conduct the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra in Mahler's Ninth Symphony. It's a tempestuous and theatrical work, and Donald Runnicles brings his passion for the composer to the orchestra in his role as conductor emeritus. The Ninth Symphony is an emotional journey over 90 minutes of music. Do join us, if you can, for Radio 3 in Concert this Thursday as Sir Donald Runnicles conducts the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra in Mahler's Symphony No. 9. That's live from Glasgow City Halls here on Radio 3 from 7:30.
Expand your horizons with Radio 3's classical mixtape. Each day, Radio 3 brings you a 30-minute soundscape of classical favourites mixed with jazz, folk and music from around the world. Take time out with our specially curated classical mixtape every day. Listen at 7 p.m. on weekdays on Radio 3 or search on BBC Sounds for classical mixtape.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and on BBC Sounds. A little later this evening, the conductor and keyboard expert Richard Egar has many musical passions, but in his new three-part series beginning a little later, he focuses on his love for the harpsichord. Today, he's tracing the development of the harpsichord and its unstoppable rise in popularity. That's in Richard Egar on The Machine That Goes Ping, this evening here on Radio 3 at 11 o'clock. But now it's time to join Hannah French for her weekly listen to the best classical music recordings.
Yes, hello, good evening, and welcome to Record Review Extra. All hail the Fairy Queen. From Henry Purcell's The Fairy Queen, Paul McCreesh and his group Gabrielli on a recording made in 2020 and selected yesterday morning as the go-to version of this dramatic Reformation spectacle. And there's more from Purcell's magical semi-opera later on Record Review Extra. That's alongside youthful Mozart from Il Pomodoro and Maxim Yemelyanichev, sublime Schubert from Tanya Tetzlaff and the late Lars Vogt, and Bach, artfully arranged for Holland Baroque. Before all that, though, Robert Schumann's Piano Concerto in A minor. Don't take it amiss if I tell you that I've been seized by the desire to encourage you to write for orchestra, wrote Clara Schumann